Okay, now we're ready to move to our afternoon agenda, and we have a resolution that's a 4/5 item. Would you read that, please?
Item 1334-1, declare support for the city's Muslim community and reaffirm Portland's welcoming nature for all immigrants and refugees.
Thank you. Well, because this is a special order of business and therefore wasn't in the fully printed calendar, I think in this case it would be good for me to go ahead and just read the resolution and get it into the record. It says, declare support for the city's Muslim community and reaffirm Portland's welcoming nature for all immigrants and refugees. Whereas Portlanders pride themselves on their warm and welcoming nature, and whereas our city has greatly benefited from the addition of many immigrants and refugees from all religious backgrounds who moved here in the past decades and have become valued and contributing citizens, significantly benefiting our community. And whereas the Muslim population in the Portland metropolitan area is estimated to be around 20,000, and whereas our Muslim community is an important part of Portland's diversity and our growing multicultural identity, and whereas the city of Portland continues to work toward a more inclusive society and welcomes cultural, ethnic, and religious diversity, and whereas there's been an increase in anti-Muslim and anti-immigration rhetoric in the national media with the intended outcome of increasing patriotism and loyalty through inciting fear and hatred, and whereas this country was founded on principles of freedom of religion and freedom from religious persecution, and whereas recent demands seeking a ban on Muslims entering this country are unconscionable, and if carried forward, would or could constitute violations of the First and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution, as well as violating Article 1, Sections 2 and 3 of the Oregon Constitution, and is tragically reminiscent of prior historic profiling of race and religion. And whereas the city of Portland's values of non-discrimination, as evidenced by the city's Title 23, call for this city council to take a public stand. And whereas as a community, Portland is a city that does not tolerate hate speech. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Portland and its city council members stand in support of our Muslim community and call for an end to the continued use of anti-Muslim and anti-immigration hate speech. And be it further resolved, Portland will continue to be a welcoming city to immigrants and refugees from all parts of the world, including many Muslims fleeing from violent and unstable countries. So that's the text of the resolution. I appreciate my council colleagues all joining together to put this before us today. This is a time where there is poisonous speech in national politics, Mr. Trump in particular, and where we need to stand on behalf of the values that this city loves and the people of this city who expect our country and our city to be welcoming and expect us to hold to those constitutional principles that we all learn in school and recite as we take our oaths of citizenship. They should matter, and that's why we're here. So I appreciate my colleagues joining together. Some may have some comments here at the outset, and then we have some invited testimony as well.
Mayor, I have a friendly amendment.
Yes, please.
In the you and I have discussed, in the eighth whereas,
yes.
Second sentence, change would to could.
Yeah, I think that's correct. It should be could.
And the point that we just want to make, you and I have discussed, is that it's twofold. One is there are circumstances where it could violate constitutional protections. We don't want to just say would and assume that it would. And second, the spirit of this gathering is to counter speech we disagree with speech that reflects our best values. And I think we've learned in our history that the way to, that it is our finest tradition to counter speech we disagree with by speaking out and condemning it, while also protecting people's right to say dumb things. Presidential candidates have the right to say dumb things, and we have the right to censor them for it. And that just makes that clearer for that change.
Yep. Good point. Thank you very much. I'll consider that a friendly amendment. And then unless there are any other comments at the outset, I'll certainly
have a comment.
Open that up if you'd like that, Commissioner.
This is the very first item that's been on the council's agenda with a 4/5 vote. If we were supposed to get our council items in by the Monday of the previous week, and since we started the pilot project, everybody has been able to do that. And it's very appropriate that this is the first one that's because we wanted to get it done before the end of the year, and we all wanted to sign on to it. I also want to be clear that we are not singling out any particular candidate for office in this resolution. We're not allowed to by state elections law. We're not allowed to use public resources to campaign for or against any particular candidate. So although it was inspired by a particular candidate, and we were initially thinking that we might particularly call him out, we are against all hate speech, and we are very pro-immigrants and refugees and very pro our Muslim community. Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fish and I had the opportunity to spend 3 hours with our Muslim brothers and sisters on Saturday at the opening of the Muslim Educational Trust Community Center in Tigard. It was a wonderful gathering of people from every section of our community, and anybody who doubts that we are a community should have been there that day. It was wonderful. So thank you all for gathering here again today.
Commissioner Fritz, can I correct you on one point?
Why not?
There were so many speakers and so many people of goodwill at the gathering that it actually lasted 4.5 hours.
And that's a good thing. Well, yeah, and we as elected officials, for those that wonder about the legalisms here, we can't as a city put, we cannot engage in politics as city government. The five of us are free to exercise the right to speak politically anytime we please, and we will always do so. So with that, let me call on some folks for invited testimony, and I know there are several others here who'd like to speak as well. First, I want to invite Imam Abdullah Polavina, Wajdi Saeed, Casey Jama, and Matt Hennessy, please, to come forward. And pull up another chair, since I called four of you, we'll make that work. Thank you. Now we're loaded with chairs. Okay, just great. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Who'd like to go first? Imam Abdullah, would you like to proceed?
In the name of God, the beneficent, the most merciful. My name is Abdullah Polavina. I'm an imam. Dear Honorable Mayor Hales, members of Portland City Council, dear friends, brothers and sisters, I would like to greet you with the greeting of Islam, and that greeting is greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon all of you, and I wish you good afternoon. This is a great day for us Muslims here and Americans. My understanding of today's day is that we came here and gathered here to proclaim that our strength is truth, that our destiny is justice, that love is our hope, that peace is our lesson. We came here to find the means and methods and to exercise them to move forward in building a better society in which, one, we will love each other, respect one another, and accept our diversity as a bouquet of different flowers with good aroma. As our Honorable President Barack Obama has addressed our nation on Sunday, December 6th, reassuring all Americans, including all Muslims, all Muslim Americans, that we are all equal before the eyes of law, and that we must all unite together in our resilience against all threats. It is very important to know that this kind of attitude is exactly what we were taught from our Islamic teachings. Second, I would like to just share a few thoughts from this. First of all, I would like to say we Muslims strongly condemn all acts of violence, extremism, and terrorism of any sort. In Islam, manifestations of extremism, especially violence, particularly against innocent people, are abhorred. Any individual, Muslim or non-Muslim, choosing to engage in violence against innocent people is a criminal. We call upon all Muslims to promote essential values of Islam, and to reject any type of arrogance, exclusiveness, and false interpretations of Islam. Next, bigotry of any kind by or against Muslim or non-Muslim is unacceptable. It is in clear contradiction to the Quran and to the prophetic tradition. Islam calls for equality, social justice, and respect for all human life. Islamophobia and extremism are two ugly faces of the same coin. One begets another. One and creates a vicious cycle that can only be broken by engaging the Muslim community. Vilifying an entire group of people breeds extremism. I would like to finish our honorable civil rights activist. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." Dear and Honorable Mayor Hales and members of this City of Portland Council, today, we Muslims are not alone in this. You and all our other American friends are not silent. The words of support, love, peace, mutual understanding today are not silent. Because of that, I feel honored, I feel proud, not as an only as a Muslim, but as an American. Today I see America in its all beauty. Today I see the true America. I see the land of the brave. The land of the free. So, dear Mayor and members of the Council, I thank you. May God bless your hearts and souls, and may God bless your work for this beautiful city and all its citizens, irrespective of color, creed, religion. So in that manner, I will finish with one prayer. O God, please grant guidance, success, and happiness to all of us here and to all of our leaders in this beautiful city, state, and country. Without your help and guidance, none will be able to do anything good. You are the source of peace. Let there be peace in all of us. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Like to be next, Majdi?
No. The man in the middle.
Just I'm going. Push the button there. There you go, Majdi.
My name is Wajdi Said, W-A-J-D-I, last name Said, S-A-I-D. Respected Mayor Hales and respected commissioners, Portland residents and all communities must stand with American Muslim communities and the Arab Americans against bigotry and hate, and as well as against those the so-called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and not against Muslims because of ISIS. Respected Mayor Hales and respected commissioners, tourism has no religion and no community should be singled out as being its source. History tends to repeat itself in so many occasions, but with different targets. Different groups face the same phobia from the public in the past. The ethnic cleansing of the Native Americans, the African slavery, the Spanish Inquisition against Jews and Muslims, the Holocaust, the Japanese-American imprisonment, and the anti-Mexican sentiments in the public square. we have to confront racism with ourselves as individuals and as communities to become better human beings. The phony so-called Republican presidential candidates, the dirty dozen, the 12 of American leading Islamophobes that the fairness and accuracy in reporting have stated, and leaders of ISIS know that they cannot defeat us here in Portland or over the nation. So these dirty-minded groups' only hope is to divide us as Americans of different ethnicities and different religions along religious and ethnic lines. The Portland, Oregon, and National American Muslims and Arab Americans, and I say Arab Americans because there are a lot of Arabs that are Christians, that some of them are present today. Communities have been unanimous in their condemnation of all kind of form of violence and religious extremism and violence of any sort. Despite our condemnation, respected mayor and commissioners, of extremism and violence, hate-filled rhetoric and anti-Muslim attacks and anti-Arab attacks and anti-Semitism are putting the lives of American Muslims and so many individuals and minorities and their families in real danger. Respected Mayor Hales and respected commissioners, at times like this, when many people are sowing seeds of division, hate, and fear, it is heartwarming to know that there are good individuals like you making a public statement when we write the history of the Arab Americans and the American Muslim community in Portland. Definitely all of you will be remembered. Will be remembered as shining stars, will be remembered as ethical and moral individuals. In spite of all our politics and our affiliation and our division, here we are successful partners in getting a resolution that history will be remembered. The fight against Islamophobia, anti-African, anti-Semitism, anti-woman, anti-immigrants is necessary to defend our democracy. Our democracy and values that our founding fathers and our founding mothers, and I'm saying mothers, because we have created a society that is separate church and state, not because of fear of Muslims or Jews. It was a fear of Catholics and Protestants will be dominating each other in the public square. A great historian and a great professor of law, Aziz Al-Hibri, a professor of law at University of Richmond in Virginia, a Lebanese Muslim scholar, she said, when the first elected Muslim was elected into Congress in 2006, and when he wanted to swear by the Thomas Jefferson Quran, again, the Thomas Jefferson Quran, a shining founding father, she said that the founding fathers has been exposed to what's called the Medinan society. 1400 years ago, when Muhammad, peace be upon him, he gathered the Jewish of Medina, the Arab Jews, the Arab Christians, the agnostic, and the multi-ethnic and multi-tribals together in what's called the Medinan document. And together they created a great civilization for 900 years that extended from West China all the way to North Africa and South Europe. Muslims were contributing to the societies. Jews and Muslims and Christians lived and coexist together in what's called Andalusia or South Spain civilization. Muslims and Jews and Christians built a great civilization. Yes, Muslims were predominant, but Muslims never condone violence. This is why there are, where I came from, there are Jewish flourishing societies, Christian societies. Yes, we had sometimes tensions, but most of the time it was harmonious and it was a great civilization that been contributed. My dear Mayor Hales and commissioners, respected commissioners, my dear teachers have taught us that success comes through partnership rather than division and competition and conflict through competition. Respected mayors, Hales, and respected commissioners, Portland City Council resolution rejecting Islamophobia is an opportunity to clearly demonstrate the path toward local and national unity and not division. Thank you very much, and thanks for your leadership, and thanks for your public testimony.
Thank you. Who'd like to be next?
No.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. In my culture, elder is go first. Thank you for leading us. That was a joke. I think for me, what I added to conversation is that I think we are, all of us recognize that there's such a great, difficult time that our country is going through, but also globally. And I think we want to encourage that all of us to think about unity and solidarity at this time. I think we were meeting last night to discuss about this issue, and one of the sisters, a Muslim sister, said, you know, at this time I'm very vulnerable. I'm being harassed as I go and do my shopping. And she said, the best thing you can do is to be in solidarity with me. So I think as a Muslim, as a Portlander, I'm very, very proud to call home Portland today. This is spirit of Christmas and holidays. I think we are all come together today to show that we are one community. And as my 5-year-old kid says that, you know, my twins, and they are, I can say because I'm not elected, I mean, they are anti-Trump. And they always say we should stop him. That's their conversation that we have at home. But I think for me, to move forward, this is a great step forward. This is a historic moment. I won't add anything that has been already said. I will invite my brothers and sisters from the Muslim community who are here today. This is your city. This is your elected officials. Please come back, testify, participate. This is our home. This is our town. Run for an office. This is, we can be elected to this city and be as we contribute. And as I said this morning at the press conference, Muslims are not outsiders. We are doctors, we are nurses, we are business owners, we are soldiers, we are police officers. We contribute, we are part of the fabric of this society. And what this resolution affirms is that we are one together as one community, we are part of this community. And your leadership, I appreciate and I thank you very much for your support. And we'd love to continue to be working with you on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, to all of you on City Council. For the record, my name is J.W. Matt Hennessy. Hennessy is spelled not like the cognac. It's spelled like the state of Tennessee, H-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-E, without the Y. I represent today Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, where I serve as the senior servant, but more importantly, the Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. Jan Elfers is our interim executive director and could not be here for this session. She was a part of the press conference earlier today. Many of you may know that I come not just as a 27-year member of the Portland community, but and as a pastor for the last 11 years, as the godson of the late Coretta Scott King, and also certainly as a father and a grandfather. I'm proud of my city once again today, and I'm proud of you as our mayor and city commissioners. I'm grateful that today we in the Christian community can work together with the Muslim brothers and sisters who mean a great deal to us, and that anything that affects them affects all of us. And I'm reminded of the great words of Dr. King, who I will paraphrase for the 21st century, when he said that no person is free until all people are free. My paraphrase is, no person is fully respected until all people are fully respected. It is my hope and my prayer that not only are we meeting here in the public square, but that we are doing everything that we can in our individual lives, in our organizations that we represent, and in our neighborhoods to make certain that there won't need to be another resolution passed, that we know and learn exactly what we must do. Let me read this then for the Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon, which represents a statewide organization of Christian denominations, congregations, ecumenical organizations, interfaith partners, all of us working together to improve the lives of Oregonians through community ministry programs, ecumenical and interreligious dialogue, environmental ministry and public policy advocacy. Our board strongly condemns the anti-Muslim rhetoric coming from public figures and other individuals. These statements, from our perspective, are xenophobic, racially prejudiced, and clearly contrary to to our values as people of faith and as Americans. This language serves to divide, to denigrate, and incite violence against our brothers and sisters of various races, religions, and ethnicities. Our country must learn continually from the mistakes that we've made in the past and uphold our constitutional commitment to defend the freedom of conscience and religion for all individuals. Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon stands together with all people of faith and goodwill for religious tolerance and racial tolerance, and we're committed to working towards just and compassionate communities and value the human dignity of all. We are believers that free speech is one thing, hate speech is another. We want you to know, finally, that in our resolve, we are not afraid to stand with our brothers and sisters in the Muslim community to let them know they are not standing alone. We stand with them, and not just today, but always. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. So I know we have some other folks that are here to speak as well. Let's move to the sign-up sheet, please, and call on them.
We have a total of 15 people signed up. The first three, please come on up, are Tam Ann Tron, Peter Miller, and Ned Roche. And they'll be followed by Linda McKim Bell, Curtis Bell, and Maxine Fuchsum.
Please. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. I want to extend a special greeting to Amanda Fritz and Dan Saltzman, because they know me. I know Amanda recognizes me. I am Tam Ann Tron, by the way. This is the second time I've actually given testimony before city council. I am very proud to be a Portlander, and especially from what you, Mr. Mayor, and the commissioners have been doing recently. And I speak of the action, the resolutions you have made regarding Native American citizens. And I am very proud to be here to testify on behalf of my Muslim brothers and sisters. I am not Muslim. I am not Christian. I am a Buddhist, a practicing Tibetan Buddhist. And I'm very proud of that, too. And in Buddhism, violence is out of the question. Even the Dalai Lama has said that violence is wrong. And I really, Portland has been through a lot. We have had federal FBI people here in terms of police activities in relation to what has happened with people with mental health differences. And I think we deserve more than that. This is a great city. And I think perhaps I'm asking you to go a step further. And,
Wrap up if you can, please.
And speak out against people who will come here and speak language of hatred. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome. You can slide that whole box a little bit to the to one side if you need to. And then
thank you. My name's Peter Miller. I'm with Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights. And as the Honorable Wajdi Saeed mentioned, that history repeats itself, and it repeats itself in big cycles and in little cycles. In Portland here, we've seen anti-Muslim propaganda come to the city of Portland in the past, and the city has in the past responded. In 2008, this organization called the Clarion Fund purchased rights from the Oregonian to distribute an anti-Islam DVD called Obsession that went to people all over the city of Portland in the Sunday Oregonian. And back then, the mayor, Tom Potter, opposed that. And it said that the mayor reviewed the video and personally asked Fred Stickle, Oregonian publisher, not to distribute it in next Sunday's issue. The mayor felt that the tenor of the video contributes toward a climate of distrust toward Muslims that holds the entire Muslim community accountable for actions of a few. Distributing it with the Oregonian lends the video an impression of objectivity and legitimacy that it does not deserve. And simultaneously, the members of the community came out, including to oppose this DVD, including Sho Dozono, the past president of the Japanese American Citizens League, David Leslie of the Ecumenical Ministries, Jan Abushakra of the Institute for Christian and Muslim Understanding. And Clarion spent about $20 million on this video that went out all around the country. And it's just to let us know that this is an ongoing process by certain groups to demonize Muslims and using quite a bit of funding and money and resources to make this happen. So today's statements from you are very welcome. The statements by these certain candidates are just a tip, really, of the iceberg of what's been happening these many years. Thank you.
Thank you. Ned, welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Ned Roche. I speak on behalf of Jewish Voice for Peace and Occupation Free Portland. The N in my name comes from my great uncle, Noah, who as a teenager came here a century ago. Because he walked with a limp, he was turned back to Europe from Ellis Island. My family that was here corresponded with him for years and years, and then in the early 1940s, as the Nazis were raging their death camps, they never heard from him again. So my uncle, who was turned back from this country because of a deformity and had his life snuffed out because of his religion, teaches me and so many others that the lesson from the Holocaust is never again for anyone. We are so much stronger as a community when we all stand together with our Muslim sisters and brothers and everyone else in this community. We are so much weaker when we allow people to be targeted, maligned, degraded. I congratulate the City Council. I admire your leadership on this resolution. I know that my uncle would have been very proud. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
The next three are Linda McKim Bell, Curtis Bell, and Maxine Fuchsen.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
My name is Curtis Bell. I'm a member of the First Unitarian Church here in Portland and also on the board of a national organization called Unitarian Universalists for Justice in the Middle East. I might begin just by saying that the Unitarian Universalist faith itself is a multi-faith group. We have Jewish, Christian, atheists, Buddhists within the Unitarian faith, and we support very strongly the rights of all to express their faith and to act in accord with it. And I want to also add my great thanks to all of you and for bringing this resolution forward to defend our city as a place where all people of all faiths and ethnicities and races are welcome. Thank you very much. I might just like to make two small points that I think are very important. I applaud the statements that have been made with regard to the moral and legal aspects of this hate speech against Muslims. But I would like to add a strategic point that is a kind of insanity to alienate 1.5 billion people in the world, about a quarter of the world's population. This is a major strategic craziness. I would also like to say that to applaud this resolution and ask all of us to remember this moment of solidarity with all of our people of all kinds, because I think we are in for a period of continued struggle on this issue, continued threats to that position of acceptance of all of us. And I hope that we will remember this moment as we go forward and face perhaps even greater stress on that strong belief that we now express. And thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you for this strong resolution, and I'd like to speak to the issue of welcoming
Syrian refugees here in Portland.
Oh, just put your name back in the ring.
Oh, my name is Linda McKim Bell, and I live on Northwest Aspen Avenue here in Portland, Oregon. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to speak to the issue of our making a welcoming climate for Syrian refugees and to share with you that in 2000, my husband and I went to the Middle East to see where he was born and grew up and where he went to high school. We visited Syria also, and it was a beautiful country and very multicultural. We were welcomed wherever we went. People put their hands on their hearts and said, "You are welcome." We visited lovely little family businesses. We visited mosques, museums, and churches, and I will never forget the Christmas Eve that we spent at the Maronite Church in Aleppo for a Christmas Eve service in Arabic. It was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. Today, that church has no roof. And those families that I met that welcomed me and invited me to have tea with them with their hands on their hearts, they need a new place to live, and I'm so glad that Portland is welcoming them.
Thank you very much. My name is Maxine Fuchsen, and I am also speaking for Jewish Voice for Peace, our Portland chapter. We are deeply committed to working against Islamophobia. I'm also speaking today as a Jew. That's important because we, the Jewish people, know the horror of being profiled and attacked and decimated. We also know that when Jews tried to leave the anti-Semitism and hatred of Europe, they often found foreign doors closed to them. So we say never again for anyone. Jewish Voice for Peace wholeheartedly applauds the stand you're taking today, that there is no place for Islamophobia in our community, and that we welcome and give shelter to refugees. We see that some are using the recent horrific acts, such as in San Bernardino, Paris, and Beirut, as a justification to scapegoat and target entire communities. We will not allow that kind of hate and entrenchment of racism and Islamophobia to sink roots. Each of us can make the commitment to challenge the racist, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic comments as we hear them every day in our life, at work, at school, or even from our family and friends. And we ask that our community leaders commit to never engaging in racist surveillance or profiling of Arab, Muslim, or any communities of color, and that we work to dismantle the foundations of institutionalized Islamophobia and racism. We, Jews, and all people of conscience, vow to be in solidarity with our Muslim sisters and brothers and all communities to end Islamophobia and racism. Thank you today for this very important statement.
Thank you. Thank you all.
The next three are Ali Hudros, Levon Heister, and Ali Al-Abda.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Mayor. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Ali Hudros. I'm a Muslim, an American citizen, and I'm a retired engineer, electrical engineer. I spent 31 and a half years with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I worked 15 years on all the dams. Our office designed the powerhouses, and I worked on the Bonneville Second Powerhouse. And the last 15 years of my career, I worked in the information management, in which the Corps was in the beginning of establishing the Corps Worldwide Network for the Corps of Engineers, and I was one of the people who contributed. And in 1998, I became the team lead of the Network Operations Center here in Portland, and we used to troubleshoot network things for 34,000 Corps employees. I came here not really to have a speech or anything. I just came here to thank you on behalf of our community. I am one of the founders of the Islamic Center of Portland. Actually, we're located in Beaverton. And we'd like to thank you for this resolution. I hope it passes. And this is really a good really sign for us really to feel at peace here in Portland. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Levon Heister, and I'm the chair of the Portland Commission on Disability. I bring you greetings from our commission. We wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for this. We feel it's very important that Portland continues to be an inclusive community. And in places of war, conflict, and violence, oftentimes people are highly impacted physically and emotionally. They need a safe place. They need a place, a safe harbor to come to. And anything that can be done in the city of Portland to further that cause of creating a home for people who need it, and especially people who have been impacted and have experienced some type of disabling condition because of where they've been, what they've experienced, it's important that we provide that here. We also know that there are members of the Muslim community, the immigrant and refugee community, like every other community in our city, that have disabilities and live with disabilities. And I have been at Muslim Educational Trust dinners and talked to folks, people with disabilities, people who work with people with disabilities. And I feel that bringing that diversity into the larger community is so important. What I've learned from hanging out with people in the refugee and immigrant community is that these are people who have the strongest work ethic I have ever seen. And they're very creative about how they deal with getting people into being able to work. And that's something that's really needed in the disability community. So I'm really happy that you're taking action to make sure that people are welcomed and that it only will enrich our community further.
Thank you, Lon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Ali Al-Abbas, A-L-A-V-B-A-S. I'm a business American. I'm proud to be from Portland. I came to the United States in 1994 from Iraq, you know, after the first Gulf War. Just give you some success refugees here. I'm a businessman. Today I'm running a $1 million business, and I'm very proud to be American Muslim. And today I'll be very proud and proud of your leadership, what you guys done today, because that make me and make my family and my kids proud where we have a great leadership. And I want to thank you very, very much for the hard work you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The next three are Kevin Martonic, Gulzaf Ahmed, and Bahir Batai.
Go ahead, Kevin, please. Hi,
my name is Kevin Martinick, and I just wanted to thank you all for passing this resolution and opening up a welcoming community to the Muslim community. And I think it's I just hope that it carries out to the rest, to all corners of our community, and also the other cities will take note of this resolution that's been passed and follow suit. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
Honorable Mayor, Honorable Commissioners, thank you from the bottom of my heart for this resolution against hate and Islamophobia. I came to Portland in 1973, long time ago. I've been a Portlander, I live in Tualatin, and I've seen the Muslim community grow from a very small amount to what it is today. I've raised my children over here who are very successful business people, working for the government, working for the industry. I'm so thankful for what America has given me. It's a beautiful country, and what you're doing today is a testimony to that. I thank you very much for your kindness and for this resolution. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you.
Could you just put your name in the record, please?
Oh, sorry.
My name is Gulzar Ahmed. G-U-L-Z-A-R. Last name Ahmed. A-H-M-E-D.
Thank you very much, Gulzar. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Bahar Bhutti, B-A-H-E-R-B-U-T-T-I. And I left Iraq in 2006. I came to America in 2007. I founded the Iraqi Society of Oregon in 2008. And on me personally, on behalf of the Iraqi community, I would like to show gratitude and thankfulness for your statement and the resolution today. I would like to give you a simple example of our people. I'm Christian Orthodox from Iraq. The Iraqi state was established in 1921. The first minister of media and publicity was my grandfather. Christians in Iraq are a minority, yet the first minister of media and publicity was a Christian person, my grandfather. That's the way we lived in Iraq, with acceptance and tolerance. Unfortunately, fundamentalism, extremism, and terrorism grew in the last, let's say, 20 years. It's alien to our people. We are the victims, and you all hear in the news what's happening there. Thousands of our people are being killed, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Paris, California. And now this resolution, your resolution, is actually showing our people the meaning of the acceptance and tolerance that we in Portland we have, and shine to the other cities all over the place, and we can live all together as civil people of this world. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The last three who signed up are Lynn Longfellow, Osman Saleyev, and Charles Johnson.
Come on up. Welcome, then. Go ahead.
Hold on. My name is Lynn Fuchigami Longfellow. That's Fuchigami. I am here representing the Portland JCL, which is the local chapter of the oldest and largest Asian American civil rights organization in the United States, as well as the Oregon Nike Endowment, a nonprofit here in Portland, whose mission is to preserve and honor the history of Japanese Americans in the Pacific Northwest. We educate the public about their experience during World War II, and more important, advocate for the protection of all of our civil rights and civil liberties. After 9/11, the Japanese American community was one of the first to speak up and show support for the Muslim community, and we are here again today to stand up and speak out against the hateful Islamophobic comments being generated now. Our community sadly knows only too well what can happen when hateful rhetoric generated from fear and ignorance overtakes rational thinking. Dangerous rhetoric that creates fear and hysteria in the name of national security is exactly what led to the forced removal and unjust incarceration of 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry, the majority of who were American citizens. One would hope that the lessons learned from the mistakes of the past would not be repeated. But to once again hear the same type of hateful comments and to hear a presidential candidate propose the banning entry of Muslims into the United States is disheartening and alarming. It jeopardizes the very ideals and principles of our country and should be a wake-up call for all people who value their civil rights and civil liberties. In 1988, President Reagan and Congress formally apologized for the Japanese American incarceration, recognizing that it was caused by racial prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership. So we are here today to commend and thank this gathering of leadership today and the Portland City Council for this resolution and speaking out against bigotry, to show that racism and prejudice has no place in our city, our state, and our country. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, City Councilors. It's a special honor and a little bit of a sadness to speak after this representative from the Japanese community, who, among all the speakers, who has most clearly reminded us that we live in a land of internment camps and racial segregation. We hope that we've moved on from that time 70 to 80 years ago when our neighbors were rounded up and put behind fences. But we know that right now, today, there's the Northwest Detention Center, and that Latinos suffer persecution, and we're glad to have the Muslim community stand in solidarity with them and vice versa. And we're very pleased to have this resolution as a first step to make sure that we, as American people and City of Portland residents, embody the best possible efforts, not just nice words, not just avoiding offensive speech, but pushing for concrete actions to fight, stop, minimize all forms of racism and xenophobia, including Islamophobia, which one particular presidential candidate seems to have as his hat trick to get attention. So I want to encourage you to remember that often violence and hate speech rhetoric comes from injustice. So as we pass this resolution, we need to look at also moving our country towards just expenditures, closing the Guantanamo prison, reducing incarceration of any illegal immigrants, whether they're Latino or from anywhere else, and justly expending our foreign aid so that developed countries like Israel do not get equal amounts for impoverished countries like Egypt and perpetuating a situation of chaos there in the Middle East. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you all very much. So unless there's further council discussion, we should take a vote, please, on this resolution.
No.
Edmund Burke, the Irish political philosopher and statesman, said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." On this issue, the triumph of evil is not a distant possibility. Donald Trump is not a fringe figure. He's the leading candidate for the Republican nomination. According to Real Clear Politics, the average of polls over the last month shows Donald Trump only 5 points behind Hillary Clinton. The reason Hitler was able to exterminate 6 million Jews is that not enough Germans stood up for their Jewish brothers and sisters. The reason the United States government was able to incarcerate over 100,000 Japanese Americans was that not enough Americans stood up for their Japanese American brothers and sisters. I do not want it to be said 50 years from now that the reason the United States adopted a policy of mass discrimination against Muslims is that not enough Americans stood up for their Muslim brothers and sisters. So I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you all for being here. I see many current and former members of the Human Rights Commission here and others who are here in support but didn't take the time at the microphone, and I appreciate your being here. Without saying anything, sometimes just showing up makes the difference, and I really appreciate that. I am an immigrant. I was welcomed to this country 36 years ago. I still get emails from hateful people who tell me to go back home. Well, when you love people in more than one place, you're never really home. I'm home here, I'm home back there. Or else I can be not at home in either place, depending on whether people are welcoming or not. So I very much appreciate the mayor and the support of the council, the mayor putting it forward and all of the council supporting it. It's important for us to stand up for each other. I am blessed by living in the neighborhood with two of the main mosques in Portland. 14% of the people in my neighborhood were born outside of this country. I love our local elementary school, where my daughter was in second grade. There were children who had been born in 13 different countries in her class, and that was before the class sizes got to be outrageous. So, that's a wonderful experience, and all of us being here makes it better. We are a nation of immigrants, and the Native Americans, the indigenous peoples who we honored in a previous resolution, have been welcoming to us and have helped all of us who came afterwards. So thank you for all of you for doing the good work that you do in our community. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for the council. Aye.
Yes.
Mayor and colleagues, I'm proud of this council for taking this action today. Over the weekend, I had the honor of attending the opening of the Muslim Educational Trust Community Center and School. Mayor Hales spoke first, and he declared Islamic Heritage Day or week, hopefully week, but maybe day, and he was cheered by the very large and diverse audience. Commissioner Fritz spoke next, and she talked about the experience of being an immigrant and a woman on this council. And she spoke deeply and movingly, and she was cheered. And when my time came, I began began my comments by introducing a young woman who works for me named Asena Lawrence, a first-generation Muslim American who has been pained by the events of the last few months and has experienced firsthand what it is to be targeted and to feel less safe and to have your religion slandered and disrespected. Ironically, Asena's dream in life is to be engaged in global conflict resolution, which is the academic inquiry that she is pursuing at Portland State University. It was a deeply moving experience spending the afternoon with our Arab and Muslim brothers and sisters, and in fact, the whole faith community and the broader community, elected and faith and community members, speaking as one in solidarity with our friends. We are so much better than this. And what we can do on an occasion like this is together rise up and say no. I am as close to a First Amendment absolutist as probably is in this room. And so I believe firmly that people have the right to say dumb things. But when people say dumb things, I think we have an obligation to counter and to condemn that speech. And that's what we're doing today. There are people running for high office in this land saying awfully dumb things. And we here today are taking the opportunity to express our disapproval and to loudly and firmly say that that does not reflect Oregon or Portland values. So, Mayor, thank you for taking the lead on this. Thank you to my colleagues. And today I'm proud to stand with our Muslim and Arab American brothers and sisters in firmly condemning the hateful and bigoted speech that we have been witness to for too long. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for bringing this resolution forward. It's very important at any time. There's been many times in our history where it hasn't been a proud history for this country. And I think we are at the point here on pushing back on potentially one of those moments here. It's understandable. People are afraid. People were afraid during World War II after Pearl Harbor. But we can't let fear rule the day. And it's important for all of us to recognize and respect one another and the differences that we all bring together and we weave into a tapestry of strength. And that's what makes this country strong is our diversity, our welcoming of immigrants and migrants, and continuing to do so, and are standing up in the face of terrible statements that people are saying about Muslims. And we have to understand that some of it comes out of fear, some of it comes out of political opportunism, and we have to stand up for it. And I think that's exactly what the City Council is doing today. And thank you, Mayor, for your leadership in bringing this forward. Aye.
Mills?
Well, thank you, colleagues, and thank you all for being here this afternoon. I guess I'd like to close our discussion by just talking briefly about three words, principle, safety, and community. When I was an undergraduate student, I went to the University of Virginia, which was founded by Thomas Jefferson. And I think people see him as maybe a stone statue and a towering presence, but he actually was a very humble man. Much more like an academic than the folks that are on the national stage today. He was so shy that he had Meriwether Lewis read his State of the Union speech to the Congress. And before he passed away, he asked that there be three things put on his tombstone, that he was the author of the Declaration of Independence, founder of the University of Virginia, which all of us UVA graduates were happy about, and the author of the Virginia Declaration of Religious Freedom. Notice he left something out that by today's metric we would perhaps regard as more important. But he believed that the principles that he'd lived in his life were more important than the offices that he had held. That's a lesson that others should relearn today. Safety. In addition to being a member of this council and a member of this community, I'm the police commissioner. And every night, I and the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau have to think about how do we keep our community safe. And the way to safety is not exclusion and prejudice. That is not the way to safety. The way to safety is to come together around principles and around respect. And we have heard today from our Muslim leaders a condemnation of violence carried out in the name of religion. That is the way to safety for all of us, to reassert that principle that God is not on the side of those who hate and those who kill. And I so appreciate that statement, and I so appreciate that feeling that runs so strongly in our community.